Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. This is a broadcast for Friday. It is May 31st, 2024, and you probably saw the headlines coming out about Donald Trump being indicted, and I guess he's looking at 187 years in prison. So I feel compelled to cover this. I have been watching his press conference and making some notes. And I want to hear from you because I know that in my Healthy American audience, there are those that are 100% in favor of Donald Trump. And I know that because you've told me that, you've been sending me emails and you intend to vote for him. And then there are others that say that all elections are rigged and that you're not in favor of voting for anyone. And it's two wings of the same bird and they're all in on it together. And they're all puppets put up playing a part. So I really want to dig into this a little bit because I was listening to Trump and the points that he made. I'm going to cover some of the highlights. And, you know, the title of the video basically is, "I'm so sick of this nonsense." That's what Trump said. But he also said that he is honored to be a part of it because we are absolutely fighting for the Constitution. So I want to cover some of the points and just simplify this for anybody who hasn't been following it. I actually haven't been following it too closely because, you know, the headlines, I'm not going to chase down the headlines, but I do like to dive into certain things as an exercise in critical thinking. So let me know where you stand on this issue. Did you see or have you been following what's going on in this trial, this sham trial as it's being called? And the most importantly, what do you think is going to happen next? What kind of impact is this going to have on the elections or on the selections? And as you're doing that and giving me your comments, I am going to give you a few words from the sponsor of today's show. And so we are hopping on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. This is a longtime sponsor, and you can give them a call over here at 877-646-5347. You'll get expert advice from someone in the United States. You'll have the same expert who will advise you as you work with them. So the message is that gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries are buying more gold. And the good news is that gold is predicted to go up even more. The investment bank UBS says that gold could go up to $5,000 an ounce. And that's probably why Noble Gold Investments phone has been ringing nonstop, because it seems like everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold. And you can do the same. And I want to share with you, you can also qualify for this free 1/4 ounce gold standard coin if you open up a qualified account this month. So go to noblegoldinvestments.com. I will have a link for you in the description box below, along with the disclaimer that there is always a risk of investment. There's no guarantee of any kind, but check it out from the experts at noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, I want to share with you the press conference that Donald Trump broadcast here. And I will have a link for you in the description box below. It is about a 40-minute broadcast. And what I did is I took out some of the points that he made. And I think it's very compelling to listen to Trump himself, regardless of where you stand, if you're in favor or not in favor of what he does. The points that he makes and the way that he is speaking is so very compelling. And as you know, I like to go right to the direct source. So instead of going to Fox News or ABC or CBS or NBC, I listened to Trump's news conference. So I'm going to stop the share here for a moment. Or actually, let me just bring to you a couple of points that he made and some comments that I'm hearing from other people as well, just asking people around, like, what do you think is going on? And I want to hear from you as well. So the question I have is, you know, what's next for Trump? He called this a rigged trial. And he also said that they were denied a change of venue. They were denied a different judge. And many people believe that the jury was rigged, meaning they already were selected in order to cast their votes as a guilty verdict. And what I want to know is, are you surprised or did you predict this was going to happen? Do you think this is just political theater? Do you think that this is authentic, that there really are people that are out to get Trump? Do you think that he's playing along with this? When I listen to him, and I understand that because trust me, I am so skeptical about so many things. And having gone through a very lengthy legal action that I initiated against the county. And when Trump, obviously I was not torn apart the way Trump has been, but I understand the deep corruption of the government just on this county level. And when I was undergoing my deposition, they threatened also, they wanted to subpoena all of my bank accounts and just things that were not even relevant to the case, how many years I'd been married, just, you know, the jobs of my husband, all these crazy things that had nothing whatsoever to do with the repeated violations of the county, which continue until this day. And the supervisor, the chairman of the Board of Supervisors himself, in fact, they probably all are guilty. He happened to be the one with his hand caught in the 13.5 million cookie jar that he was doling out to his daughter, who just on the fly created a nonprofit organization, even though she's never held a job in her life at the age of 22. And Daddy Doe, that's his name, gave the dough to his daughter, yet they're turning the tables on me and making me be the one who's guilty. So I really empathize with Trump, just, you know, on a level of humanity of what he has been going through, as well as his associates. So first of all, I think it's stunning that this has been going on. And it's also incredible that there are so many other things that deserve our attention that are going on in the country. In the very beginning of his speech, he talked about, or his press conference here, Trump talked about the thousands, if not millions of people that are flooding into this country. And he made a couple of really interesting points that I hadn't heard of that much before. And that he claims that these individuals are coming from mental institutions from the other countries, and that they are also coming from the prisons. And I don't like to fear monger, and I certainly don't like to put people in the spin cycle, but that's something that I really hadn't pinpointed before. I have exposed a lot of these, what I call, you know, the welcome wagon being put out for these, I'm calling them escorted migrants, because they are being escorted by different agencies that we are funding. So I didn't realize the aspect that there may be mentally ill or criminals among them. So he called out the Biden administration. And then he said, well, it's probably not really Biden's fault because he doesn't know what's going on. It's all the people that are, you know, being his handlers. And then he also mentioned, Trump mentioned his own age, which is 77, and how he doesn't feel that old. Yet everybody's giving a pass to Biden, who is much older. And as Trump says, can't even string two sentences together. Trump is also under a gag order, so he can't speak too bluntly about what's going on. But I was amazed at how much he did say. And again, I will leave this link for you if you want to look at it in more detail. I just wanted to bring out some of the highlights. So definitely they are going to appeal the case. And it is, he said that it was a rigged trial. There was no venue change. There was no judge change. And that the DA is Soros-backed and very corrupt. They said they are setting out to destroy his life. This is what Trump's saying, but he is willing to do it. He said he's honored to do it because we are fighting for the Constitution. And I love that he said we are fighting for the Constitution, and he didn't say we are fighting for democracy, as many others out there running for president always are calling our country a democracy, which is a code word for socialism, which is one step away from communism or totalitarianism. Trump also said we are living in a fascist state. He used that phrase more than once. And he also said that he wanted to testify, but he didn't because of his recommendations of his legal team. And that basically he's being accused of falsifying business records because he had a legal expense where he paid his attorney and his bookkeeper, who he thinks quite highly of and has been a bookkeeper for a long time. And the bookkeeper placed that in the accounting system as a legal expense. And that is what in Trump's words, this whole sham case has been about to crucify him and his associates because they had to drum something up. And this is what Trump says, because he is the biggest threat to the presidency. As soon as he got leading in the polls, that's when they started to turn up the heat, because this case was tossed out by other higher courts, which is why, by federal courts. And that's why it was tried in the state of New York. Also, he said he's facing 187 years and he's, again, willing to, it's ridiculous, but he's willing to be the one to do this, to expose all of the nonsense that's going on. He said that they wanted to bring in their own election expert because he was also being charged with having interference in the election, and the judge would not allow their election expert to come onto the trial. And after this happened, many people said that it's going to backfire because there has been so much support for Trump. I think maybe not so much for Trump as president, but possibly, or even Trump the man, but the fact, it's almost like going against, it's taking an action against the corruption of our legal system. And so many of you have told me that you've experienced that firsthand, especially in family court, where the judges are just not putting, making these decisions the right way. So the donations that were flooding in for Trump after this happened crashed his website. There are many people on social media saying, I never would have been in favor of Trump before, but now I am. So do you think this is going to backfire? And I'm going to use Trump's phrase, bigly. Is this going to backfire bigly? And of course, he was saying big league back then, but it's just one of those funny things. You know, I have all my funny sayings too. So Covfefe is another one that Trump had, and I think he used that again in a tweet. So let me know if you've been following this case. Let me know, regardless of how you feel about Trump, how do you feel about the legal system and our court system and all of the corruption now that is on display? So it is a very sad day. I recommend that you watch Trump's entire news conference. You can watch it on a faster speed if you want to get through it more quickly. So I'd like to know what you think about Trump and his sincerity and his words. This is something that I will keep my eye on as we go forward, because I think it is very important for the future of our country. I will say one thing: if Trump is president, he is not going to allow this onslaught of these escorted migrants flooding into our country with our tax dollars going to all of these agencies that are literally escorting these individuals from point A to point B, being in the United States. So I hadn't planned on covering this, but because it's top in the news, I wanted to just bring some of these comments from Trump forward. And then I look forward to reading your comments as well. I do have a second video for you. As promised, I want to share with you some of your very comforting words that brought me great support in my sorrow. What I learned over these last few weeks of sharing with you my devastating losses of my furry family members within a week of each other, and also counseling and supporting many healthy Americans in our life after loss support group. So many people are hurting, and it is something that we need to deal with. We need to grieve, we need to sorrow, and we need to integrate so that we can find the strength as we take the next steps on this journey. So I want to thank all of you for your support, for your kindness, for your understanding and your patience as I get my Substack back up and running and get my videos linked back up at peggyhall.tv. I appreciate you for being on board. I have the best audience on YouTube, and I'll look forward to seeing you in the very next video.